Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on all those great stations you just heard. Of course, sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
The new ABC?
The remix.
The remix version?
Yes.
Of course, that man with the great voice is beautiful Big Shot.
What's up? What's happening?
And the guy that's thinking about what he just said, of course, is Lil Steven, not so little. Mouth of the Carolinas is sitting in on the show with us today.
The new ABC. All I hear is Attitude Broadcasting. No, where's the C coming from?
Casting?
Yeah. So you're breaking up broad
it's
and
two
casting?
Different words. Yeah.
So is there broad. A girl working with us? Because what is it? Attitude Broadcasting?
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Yes. I have an intern. Stephanie's back this week.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen Stephanie since she's like the original intern.
Yeah. No, she came back to help us out for a couple weeks.
She's a superstar now. She's a superstar producer. And
Ian's actually out of the company right now. He's
good.
He's on working on his mixtape and he's coming back.
He failed our wellness policy, so we had to suspend him for 30 days. Ian,
so our suit and tie guy had to suspend him.
I'm sorry,
it happens. Anyway, we got a great show today. As you can tell, Lil Steven's in a great mood to talk sports.
I actually am.
Great.
I wanted to talk about the Panthers game, which I know you guys probably already talked about.
We did.
I just want to understand the whole thing. Like, no one got fined for the concussions that were...
For what?
Well, I mean, he got concussed, but they were like...
For what? Because he ran into the end zone?
He ran into the
end
zone.
Cam
he
took it upon himself.
Down and stood up and got popped.
Anybody that says Cam Newton should... they should have fined him. Do you know that Cam Newton ran into the end zone as a running back, not as a quarterback? Because he could have slid down and not got hit. Or he would have got hit and they threw a penalty.
But it was a two-point conversion, so it was no need. There was no opportunity to slide, because if he had slid, we wouldn't have got the two-point conversion.
No, he could have dove or
he could have just stayed behind his pads instead of standing up and putting his chin out there like, here you go,
that
knock
too.
Me out.
Yeah, exactly, that too. And for all those Carolina fans that are hating on the hits, do you know how many running attempts he has over since the beginning of his career? More than any other player
in the
NFL.
You know he's the all-time rushing touchdown leader among quarterbacks in the history of the game?
Yep, because
the history of the game?
As a Panthers fan, do they not have design runs for him every single game?
That's when he plays best, when he's running the football.
Right, but he's going to get hit like that because it's design plays.
I just noticed in the last few games he's gotten hit. He's gotten almost concussed. I mean, on that first game against the Broncos.
Yep.
I mean, it's just –
now, there were some dirty hits in that game.
Well, no, but I mean, like, what do you do? How do you prevent it? Because you can't.
No,
you can prevent it.
You
Let
can
me
play
tell
flag
you how.
Football.
You can help it by putting him in better position and getting rid of the ball sooner. The guy holds the ball way, way too long. Last season, he didn't hold it that long. He was 1-2-3 getting rid of it. You watch the good passes he's made. It was when he goes 1-2-3 read, throw it. The offensive line is not that good. So he's got to throw the ball quick, or we have to call screen passes, or we have to roll him out something to get him to not stay in the pocket. Because he stands in the pocket, he's going to get killed.
And you can tell it's affecting him because his mechanics are god-awful again to start the season. Mm-hmm. His feet are not set a lot of times when he's throwing the football. That's why he's inaccurate, high with throws or low with throws or whatever.
Okay.
So all that takes a toll.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right. But if you want – he doesn't want to get hit, play flag football. Play water polo.
Or go play knockerball.
I mean, don't you get hit more in knockerball? You're running right into each other.
Yeah, but you're in that big old
plastic bubble.
Ball. Yeah.
Foam bubble.
You're in that foam bubble. He loves playing that. He loves playing water polo.
There you go. You don't get hit in water polo. He's just hitting the water. Splash. Go play for our Olympic water polo team.
Well, he spends more time doing that than he does practice football. So I'm just saying.
Stop.
What? It's true. Shorts.
This is the league MVP, man.
I know it's the league MVP.
Shoot, you don't hear us talking crap about Tony Romo playing more golf than worrying about winning playoff games.
That's because he's out trying to get healthy to a Super Bowl. Hey, he's trying to play to get healthy, all right?
Play to get healthy?
He's trying to get back on the field.
What about the previous 10 years when he was healthy?
Hey, I don't want to hear. I've heard, up to this year, I've heard nothing but smack talk about the Cowboys. Now we're 3-1. Y'all are 1-3. The hate's coming.
I'm giving props to the Cowboys. I love that Prescott. I love what he's doing for y'all team. I love Zeke Elliott. That guy's a monster.
Let's move into the game, rest of the late games. The late games for Sunday. Falcons at Broncos. Probably the game of the day.
Denver at home is going to be too tough, man. Matt Ryan is dealing with a thumb injury, too. He's going to play with a glove on, but that glove ain't going to protect him from that pass rush he's going to receive from Denver. And the best secondary in the league will actually be able to recognize Julio Jones on the field and say, hey, let's roll a few coverages over to this guy and make Mohamed Sanu or somebody else beat us. Denver 24, Atlanta 13.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't give them a chance whatsoever?
I'm giving them a chance not to lose by 20.
Not lose by 20, really?
Not lose by 20.
Not lose.
Are y'all ready for some football, ATL?
We ready. We ready.
Falcons.
We ready. We ready.
How do you do Dirty Bird? I can't remember how to do Dirty Bird. I do it right now. You know, it's like, yeah.
Where did you become a Falcons fan over here?
All right, sorry. There you go. I'm going with the Falcons on the road this week. Yes, I am.
You putting some money on that bet?
No, I'm not putting money on that. But I'm saying I'm going with the Falcons.
Come on, man. You're going to play the music?
No, I did. You want to listen to it?
No, I'm saying you're going to play the music, but you ain't going to put money on it? Come on, man.
No, I'm not putting money on it. It's silly. Hey, I'm betting my week this week. I'm going with the Falcons, and here's why. Trevor Siemian is not going to play probably this week. It's going to be Paxton Lynch. Their offense is going to be missing a quarterback. If it's Paxton Lynch, the Falcons defense can put enough pressure on him. And I don't think the defense secondary can stop Julio this week. And I think Sanu might have a big game. And Tammy's doing a good job for the Falcons as well. And they can run the ball. So I'm going to go with the Falcons. You really hate me this week, aren't you?
You can go with the Falcons.
Right. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm just grinning because you're not putting no money on it, though. So
I'm not a betting man. We'll talk about it after the show.
You got no one to fold them. No one to hold them.
You can bet me a hostess or a box of ho-hos or
Twinkies?
Something. Yeah, yeah. I eat them.
You want to bet a box of Twinkies?
Hell yeah, we'll bet a box of Twinkies.
All right, we'll go
a box of Twinkies.
There you go.
You can still get Twinkies.
Hostess makes some kind of cakes.
Okay.
Or some Chips Ahoy's or something.
I thought they're gone forever.
The Twinkie is still around somewhere. I want my damn Twinkies too. I'm going to be crushing them on the show next week.
I wish it had some Falcon like Twinkies or like the little Debbie's Falcon made Twinkies. That looks like a falcon.
That would taste awful.
No, it would be fine. I would just
that
say,
you could be given to me and I'm demonstrating how the Broncos ate the Falcons for dinner.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons this week. I got a hunch. I don't think Denver's gonna keep it up. And Aqib Talib shot himself in the leg. I don't know if he'll be back again. No. Just kidding.
He pulled a Plaxico.
He did.
Luckily he was in Texas.
Yeah. Then we got the Chargers at the Raiders. Do we give the Chargers any chance to beat the Raiders?
Absolutely. The Raiders' defense is atrocious. Latavius Murray is probably out this week.
He's out right now. So pick up Dwayne Washington. If you want somebody this week to play, pick up Washington.
You know, they're still going to throw the ball. I think San Diego has a chance to win this game this week. Phillip Rivers.
And Bosa is supposed to be his debut this weekend.
I think this, if you want to take a road team, take San Diego this week. San Diego beats Oakland in a shootout. Just like they beat New Orleans, like 35-34 or something like that.
Okay. I'm going to Raiders. You going to Chargers?
I'm going to Chargers. Oh, the Chargers lost last week to New Orleans in that fashion. Yep. But I think the Chargers win this week.
All right. I'm gonna stick with the Raiders, even though they've been better on the road than they have been at home. The next late game real fast, the Bills at the Rams.
The Bills and the Rams are playing?
Yep, Bills at Rams this week.
Man.
I'm going to the Rams real fast. I don't trust the Bills on the road.
I'm going with Buffalo. Rex Ryan got the mojo back. Let's go, Buffalo. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
The LA Rams. the next game, the Bengals at the Cowboys. Ooh, oh, man, this is tough.
Tough game. I've been picking against Dallas every week, and Dallas been winning. So if I pick Dallas this week, maybe they'll lose. So I'm going to pick Dallas.
I hate your philosophy. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, but this is not an easy pick. I think the Bengals are going to go in and blow us out because our defense is horrible. And Zeke's not going to have a good game rushing. We don't have to throw the ball down the field. Bryce Butler means he's going to have to catch some passes, not drop touchdowns in the end zone this week.
Terrence Williams, recognize game, time, possession, what you might need to do. No.
Yeah. Idiot. Don't stay in bounds. Then the Giants at the Packers on Sunday night. Excuse me.
That should be a fun game.
It should be a great game.
After all that circled and Green Bay coming off a bye, there's no way Green Bay should lose this game, should they?
They shouldn't, but here's what scares me is this offense is going to get going. I think Beckham is playing. If you remember correctly, how many yards did Diggs have against the Packers D?
180? 182, 186.
Okay. No offense to Diggs. Beckham's a little bit better.
And he has more help around him.
Exactly. So I think him and Cruz is a guy you play this week, I think, because the Packers are going to look to double Odell Beckham, I think, and try to frustrate him. That's the only way they'll try to
Packers
shut him down.
Packers defense needs to pack it in. They are terrible.
So I'm going to go. I hate doing this, but I got to go with the Giants this week.
I'll take Green Bay at home, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants won.
Well, 89% of NFL.com users are going to Packers.
Because they know what they are at Lambeau Field. They know what Aaron Rodgers is Sunday night at Lambeau Field.
If Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't do something to get himself kicked out, fined, or something, the Giants should win this game. Now, if he does that early on, they're in trouble. Anyway, that's our picks for Sunday's games. You can go to NFL.com, check with us, see how you match up against us. It's open to the public. It's BSS Carolina, so if you want to join along. Or you can tweet us at BSS Carolinas and tell us your picks for the game. It should be a good Sunday, though. Let's move into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. Yes, you got any dummies?
No.
No, you don't care.
I'm good.
All right. You got any dummies?
First things first, we got to start with Buck Showalter for not bringing in Zach Britton in the 11th or just to start the 11th because you saw what happened. Edwin Encarnacion crushed the pitch off of Ubaldo Jimenez. The world is world only he knows why Ubaldo Jimenez was even in the game at this point. He sucks. He shouldn't be in a close game in the postseason. Cost your team. And then of course Familia. That damn Familia, man. He's probably the worst reliever in postseason history. Last year in the World Series, he blew, three saves?
Three.
And they kept putting him out here. Last night, they put him in. and Connor Gillespie crushes a hanging breaking pitch off of him, and the Mets go home again. Damn.
Here's what I don't understand. I get why they took out Thor, why they took Syndergaard out.
Yeah.
He 107 pitches, 108. You had to bring him in. Because last year what happened? They kept Harvey out too long, and he got crushed in the eighth inning. So you had to take him out. I get that. But once you get somebody on – once you – and Addison Reed, he didn't have a good inning that he pitched.
But he got him out of it.
Right, he got out.
He didn't give up no runs.
But when you give one guy a get on base, I mean, that's a signal to me, hey, we need to look and see what other options are. You know, because we do it with the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. If he starts struggling in a playoff game against the Cardinals, which they're not in the playoffs this year, you know, we take him out. We start trying to get somebody else up. But Familia, man, once again, gives up. Connor had 7 home runs on the year.
He hit a towering shot through the New York night.
I was listening to it on the radio, and I knew when he came up to bat, he's going to hit a home run.
I mean,
and because you knew it was going to happen.
He crushed it.
Can we please get the Bumgarner and the Giants out of the playoffs? I was begging for the Mets to win that game. Because the last thing I want to see is the Giants anywhere close in the playoffs in an even number year. And this is an even number year again. So, you know, now they face the Cubs, which I can see them beating the Cubs just because of the pitching. They got Cueto game one. You know, and then they'll probably pitch Bumgarner game 3.
Yeah. That's the lineup. They were going to do Cueto. They're going to go Samardzija. And then they're going to roll back to Bumgarner. Let Moore come out of the bullpen for long relief if they need him.
But if you need him, you bring him in, you know, for the next game or whatever. So,
and don't be surprised if it goes 5 games. Bumgarner on short rest. Whoever's starting game 5. He struggles. Bumgarner will come out of that bullpen just like he did a couple years ago in the Game 7 of the World Series.
Did you have any more dummies?
Those are it, man, because those guys are idiots.
First one I got, Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion. Test positive for cocaine, will be stripped of both of belts. Come on, man. And then he says, it's nobody's business what drugs I use.
He said as long as it's not a performance-enhancing drug,
right.
That should not stop him from competing.
Dude, it's cocaine.
Like, dude, you've been sniffing cocaine. We put you in the ring, your heart will explode.
Hey,
what state is cocaine legal?
Hey, it was legal. It was legal when Lawrence Taylor was doing it, so it's cool.
No, it wasn't legal when Lawrence Taylor was
He was doing it, and he was sacking people on the field. So.
I know, but when was it legal anywhere? It's never been legal.
Maybe in Mexico, I don't know.
It's legal. It's not legal because we can't grow it in the States. If we could grow it,
First off, you don't grow cocaine.
You got to grow the leaf.
It is a chemical leaf. You cook.
If there was a kitchen that would cook meth, then yes, or cook cocaine, well, we probably would do it.
Come on down.
You start cocaine with the cocaine leaf. You got to start somewhere.
How do you know so much about cocaine over here, Bobby?
Because I watch all those mafia movies. You ain't watched Dope? Blow? You didn't watch Blow?
No, I never
with
seen
Johnny
Blow.
With Johnny Depp?
Never seen Blow. Never seen it.
Go check out. Go get educated about your drugs through your movies.
Well, I know
get your
a person,
drug education over.
I know a person that is educated about, and that's Tyson Fury. But, dude, really? Come on, man. So, he probably won't box ever again. He said he's going to retire anyway. The next one, The next one, Nigel Bradham of the Eagles. Just forgot he was carrying a gun when arrested in Miami Airport. He said it was loaded, but not cocked. Dude, you're in an airport carrying a gun. Seriously?
Do people understand that a gun loaded is still as bad as a gun that is cocked? It's still the same to me because it takes literally 3 seconds and that gun... The trigger's pulled, man.
What state was he in again?
Some people don't understand, man.
He's in Florida.
Florida's a legal carrying state.
Well, no, I get that, but
no, but
dude.
not in an airport.
I know you can't.
You
carry
can't carry
because it's international. That's international territory.
Yeah. Unless you fly on the PJs, you can't.
No, you can't.
How do you forget? How do you forget you got a gun on you? How? I mean, seriously, it's not like, ooh, I left my license at home. Or my license not in my... Listen, you feel this gun wherever you got it at. It's not like you... Come on, man.
Maybe he's so used to carrying it.
Maybe he had like baggy pants and just...
But this is the second time he's been arrested in this year for the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't need a firearm.
Nope. The next thing, Aqib Talib. Report came out he shot himself in the leg in Texas.
We know he pulled that Plexico. It's all good.
When's he going to jail?
He's not going to jail. Texas is a legal carrying state.
Texas is the one place you can shoot yourself in the leg.
It's okay. It's okay there. Then the last thing, a fan throws a beer at an O's player last night during the Jays, or 2 nights ago, during the Jays and O's game.
They've got the videotape out. They said they're going to arrest the fan, and then they've banned him from ever coming to any more.
So they found out who it was.
Yeah.
Good. Because this is the second time in 2 years this has happened. Where they've thrown beer. I mean, you remember last year was embarrassing.
They said they're going to – but they're probably thinking about eliminating cans from Toronto Stadium. You can't even have any beers out there at the game. What is baseball without beer?
Right. Or start – to me, sounds like a simpler solution. Ban it after the fifth inning. No alcohol sales.
Most
– if you have to.
Most arenas do that.
It's seventh.
This is the
seventh inning.
Okay.
I mean, to me, do it the fifth, because when you get to the seventh, more dramatic, a lot more drinking. I feel the same way about football games. I think at halftime they ought to ban alcohol after halftime.
They got to make the alcohol.
Dude, there's so many
ignorant fans. How much they charge per draft?
$12-$15
a cup? They got to make that money.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, something, especially in Toronto, is bad. So it's got to be fixed. Let's move into we went from dummies of the week to sunshine players of the week. I don't know how that worked out today. Thanks, Stephanie. Come on, you know you love this song.
I get tired from this song.
Who are your sunshine players of the week?
Madison Bumgarner. 9 complete innings of shutout baseball, 6 strikeouts. Most dominant postseason pitcher in the history of the game. Best ERA ever, 0.50 for the postseason, minimum 25 innings pitch. That's better than Koufax, Gibson, Rivera. I mean, how's your ERA 0.50? How do you give up a half a run? What the hell is a half a run? What do you have to do to score a half a run?
He is now 5-0 with a 0.5 ERA at New York in the playoffs. For me, you got any other ones?
Oh, that was it.
Team USA for winning the Ryder Cup for the first time since 2008, ending longest losing streak at event. Very great. Julio Jones of the Falcons named NFC Player of the Week.
Edmonton, talking about his ass.
I will. Edmonton Oilers named Connor McDavid, 19-year-old captain, youngest captain league history.
Wow.
At 19. And, of course, you said Madison. Can we please get the Giants out of the playoffs? That's all I'm asking.
That's what the Cubs were asking for the Mets last night, too. They don't want to see them.
All right, a couple of NBA stories real fast. Hornets' first home preseason game is Monday. We'll preview the Hornets and stuff next week. But why is there a Monday night game the same night as a Monday night game?
Because they want you to have several options to do in the city.
All right.
You can't get the Monday night NFL game. Come to the preseason game. I'm going to try to go to the preseason game.
I'm going to the preseason, then I'm going to go to that game. Reggie Jackson of the Pistons will be out 6-8 weeks. Zach Randolph will come off the bench this year for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson doesn't need surgery. It's his knee. And then Zebo is Tom. He's 35, man.
Yeah. So I think it's good. You save him for playoffs.
Exactly.
NCAA football real fast. ACC ADs vote to keep playing 8 conference games instead of 9.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. anything else on the Major League Baseball playoffs? Don't forget, you got 2 games today. You got the Jays playing the Rangers today, and you got the other AL Red Sox and Indians today. Then tomorrow, the Nats and Dodgers get started, and the Cubs and Giants get started. So, next week on the show, we'll cover a lot more about that. Let's get into 2 words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
You love that.
Yep.
two words for you. Jim Ross. No, actually, Josh Norman, Jazz Panthers, after they allowed 300 yards to Julio Jones. I'm just going to sip on my tea on that one. I'm sorry. I had to mention the name one more time.
Kermit the Frog. That's my two words. Yeah.
All right.
Let go. He's still bitter because he ain't in Carolina. You got your money. You're playing in Washington. Don't worry about what we doing down here in Charlotte. First, let go.
First off, he's the one that wanted the money. So
he wanted to stay here, though.
Well, you know what? A lot of them wanted to stay here. Steve Smith wanted to stay here. A lot of Muhammad wanted to stay here for a while. But it just didn't happen. Okay, right. You wanted more money.
Let go.
Thank you.
Let it go.
Thank you. Let it go.
Let it. You know that song from Frozen. Go listen to that a few times.
You know it way too well over there.
I have a 4-year-old daughter, right. So I've seen the movies like 25 times.
I am going to say, keep talking. I love it, man. Hey, you know what? You got paid. You got the money. You went where – and people in Carolina talk about it. I mean, you know, you hear people come out – I mean, you ain't heard Cam say nothing yet, but he will. I'm just saying, you hear stuff come out. And last year, I know you loved the talking. This year, you don't like it so much. And you knew people was going to be asking.
I don't care, man. I just want the team to win. We were 7-9 when he was on the squad, when he won't make him crap.
Yeah.
So we're going to give him $15 million for crap?
Ex-head coach Tom Coughlin calls ODB a distraction.
Two.
Who cares? Obvious answer.
Speak the truth. Jim Ross tweets that Goldberg versus Lesnar is a done deal and will happen at Survivor Series.
Done with it.
Really?
Done with it. Big
money.
Super hype.
Big money. Absolutely. Oh, you mean big money for a 5-minute match? Okay.
Hey, it's still big money. Still big money. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. But
it's big money. I get it.
Going back to Jim Ross, though, real quick. I get he's right. But ESPN kind of screwed the pooch on it, though. I didn't really want to find out about it.
I didn't listen to it. You can tell us on the rest of the show. Louisville bans Lamar Jackson and others from signing autographs due to NCAA eligibility concerns.
Smart move.
Good move.
Good move, yeah.
Louisville is already under enough scrutiny from the basketball program.
Yep. Baylor Title 12 coordinator offered $1.5 million by Baylor University to remain silent after resigning, asked for $2
million. Stupid move.
Should have took the $1.5 and went and ran her mouth any damn way.
Exactly. Cash money.
Right.
You should have took the cash money. Let's see. Do we have that?
Talk about that money. Money. Yeah, yeah. Ah!
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
What does money smell like? I'm sorry.
It smells great.
I don't think it does.
Segment's going to have to come back soon. Cam Newton being sued by ex-WWE star Stacy Keibler's husband for damaging a Beverly Hills mansion. $275,000 in damage.
Wow.
Hey, Stacy, call me.
They were party rocking, man. You know, he had Future over. He had Young Jeezy over. He had the Amigos over. They were over there partying and living it up.
All I know is when she talks, all I see is long legs.
That's all.
Yeah, all I think of is the ZZ Top song. Yeah. Every time she talks, she got legs.
Bring her back to Dancing with the Stars, please. Like,
bring her back to WWE, please.
She don't need that anymore in her life.
Maria Sharapova banned reduced by 9 months instead of 24.
Good going. I missed her long legs, too. Damn. Staying on the legs topic.
Can we get 9 months banned? Longer taken off of her sentence right. And be next
bring her year. Back now. Shit.
Odell Beckham apologizes for antics.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, that wasn't two words. Really? Really? There we go.
Um, I don't even have anything to say. I'm
grow up. Grow up and go play, man. NFL strips Falcons of 3 days of OTAs in 2017 as punishment for using excessive contact in off-season workouts.
Protect players.
Bull crap.
Stop. All right?
Come on, man. Stop. Why do you think these players are getting injured so much? Because you keep finding people for workouts. No wonder they get hurt.
Why they ain't working out and staying in shape on their off-season?
You can stay in shape, but you still need game shape. You still need practice time together. When you take guys off the field and say, you can only practice 20 hours a week, what's going to happen? That's not enough time. You need these players to
be
practicing.
That's not an owner's and upper official rules. That's from the players. That's what the players bargained for when they went into the CBA
last
time.
And the players need to go to the doctors and be like, hey, you think – they need to talk to the teams and be like, hey, and they're not going to. I get it. But
they don't
want to
practice.
No, they don't want to practice.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
This is why so many injuries, though. Bree Bella and Daniel Bryan are expecting their first child.
Congratulations to the Daniels.
Go ahead.
Goat baby.
Yes, yes. All right. There you go.
Oh, wait. You have to do one more. It's three yeses.
No, it's two. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to see. Right. I just want it two, man. All right, let's end the show.
How about Bree's dog biting John Cena?
Oh, did you watch Total Bellas? We got to talk about
that. I didn't watch it at all.
My wife was telling me about it. I was like, really? Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have to talk about that on another show. All right, you got any bon voyages?
To this week's episode of The Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolinas. Affectionately, thank you. We appreciate all your love.
Yeah.
All right. That's all you got.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Wow, man. Thanks. So you're killing me with those. All right. I've got a couple. Navarro Bowman tore his Achilles out for the year. Man, hope you get better because he's been injured a couple times now. Robin Ventura is out as White Sox manager. You know, one of the best players in White Sox history is out after a year or 2 years. 76ers rookie Ben Simmons to miss 3 months following surgery on his foot.
Damn, Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
They said he had put on like 33 pounds of muscle or something.
Oh, no. He was
how the
ripped.
Hell you put on 33 pounds of muscle?
He did. He was ripped. He was ripped.
He was on the Barry Bonds program.
Walt Weiss of the Rockies steps down as manager. Also, Barry Bonds let go by the Marlins as hitting coach. Wow. Sean Witherspoon of the Falcons out for the rest of the season after rupturing his Achilles.
They signed A.J. Hawk to cover that up.
Yeah, they need it. Tough Enough Season 6 winner Sarah Lee released from WWE. She is expecting a baby with Blake Murphy.
Was he on Tough Enough as well?
No, but he's got his pink slip probably coming.
Yeah, it's probably coming. D-backs fired manager Chip Hell and general manager Dave Stewart. Both after signed that big contract they signed this offseason. Carson Palmer is out this week with concussion. Kevin White was put on IR. Thank you. That's my third player in my keeper league.
He looks like he's going to be a bust, man. Yep.
Colts released Antonio Cromartie. And last, Pro Bowl cornerback Jason Ferret of the Chargers is out for the year.
Damn.
With a torn ACL. All right. You got anything else?
Always. Sports is life. Side piece.
Anything?
Find us on Facebook.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. That's a lot of words for you. Yeah, and you can catch us everywhere. See y'all later.